43 minutes after 3 o'clock, it's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. What happened to the microphone in here? All of a sudden, this thing just wants to start falling off the table on me. It's like the worst possible time for that.
Yeah, that thing's a little weird. I don't understand the reaction to it, but yeah, the arm just doesn't want to hold it up anymore. You may have to shrink down a little there, Bull.
I mean, yeah, I have no other choice right now. This thing was working fine 2 minutes ago.
It's that kind of a Wednesday, I'll say that.
Yeah, I mean, and now I can't keep this thing straight to save my life, so I need like a third hand here to move these papers around and make things work. Welcome back to Bullseye on the afternoon, 16 minutes away from 4 o'clock. We mentioned we've got a loaded guest lineup today, and our first guest we have in studio with us, we've got Jen Koch with us with Smiles with Style. Jen, thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me today. I appreciate it.
Well, and we had you on, I believe it was back in June, and you were telling us all about the organization, and I know you guys have a lot of events coming up in the area here over the next month and a half. So for those that don't know what Smiles with Style is all about, who do you guys serve and what do you guys do?
Thank you. We are a nonprofit volunteer organization that helps hospitalized children. So we have volunteers and hospitals throughout Ohio that go room to room in the hospital and visit kids and perform what we call mini makeovers. So the time and the interaction with the kids is a diversion, it's playtime, so they get to forget about the hospital for a little while. But there's a method to it. We try to improve their self-esteem, and a lot of times we see kids who may have physical changes due to their treatment and their illness. They could have lost their hair, have a cast. So we help to improve their self-esteem. And then we give kids a voice as well, so it can be a pretty scary time in the hospital, but through simple things like letting them pick and choose colors and styles, mm-hmm. we give some control back to the children. And it's a diversion for parents, and hopefully we can calm a fussy child or cheer somebody up, make them smile. And it's great for parents to see their kids smiling and acting like they did before they were hospitalized or ill. And a lot of times we've had parents comment, you know, we've been here a week, and this is the first time I've seen my son or daughter smile. And so it's comforting for parents to also see that their kids are in a really caring, compassionate facility when they're at the hospital.
You guys have done a wonderful job of capturing that on social media also. I was looking at your Facebook page earlier, and it really is kind of cool to see these kids with some of the volunteers that you guys have as well, and to really see that transformation that you just described. That really is pretty incredible. What hospitals do you guys work with?
We're in Cleveland at Rainbow Babies, at UH Rainbow Babies, and Akron at Akron Children's Hospital, Dayton, Toledo, Columbus, and in Chicago. And you're right, we've been very fortunate lately. In fact, last night I received an email from a mom, and she sent two photos complimenting our volunteer Peggy in Toledo and said, you know, it was the end of 3 days of her child being in the hospital after surgery, and they were about to go home and sent her child off smiling and happy, and she's now donating supplies to the hospital. So it's those parents, when they have that warm feeling and, you know, that positive impact that we make, and they send us photos. So it's fortunate for us, and we're happy to get the feedback.
Yeah, no question about that. Now, how did this all start? The way I understand it, it all kind of began with a volunteer event, right? That's kind of how this thing all started?
Yes, I started volunteering at Akron Children's Hospital back in 2012 and began doing some of this at the hospital there, and was struck each time when I left how happy I was and what a great mood I was in, and, you know, how these kids spoke to me. And it was the simplicity of it and how we could walk into a hospital room and within a minute or two, the lights are on, mom's taking photos, they're calling dad or dad's taking photos. And, you know, it's simple. It's very inexpensive per child, and it makes an immediate impact, and it's rewarding for our volunteers. We've had some of our volunteers have been with us for several years now, so I get comments from them saying how much they enjoy, and it's, you know, maybe the favorite part of their week. So it grew out of that, and I my own volunteer experience at the hospital, and extrapolated from that, just expanding the types of things we do for the kids. And originally it was just girls, and then we added a boys cart, and so at each hospital we have a cart that's decorated with our smiley face logo on the front. And for instance, the girls' cart is encased in a big tutu. So when our volunteers enter a room and they knock on a child's room, we teach them in training that they enter with the cart first. So the children automatically see that cart and they want to go over and touch it and see what's on it. And it's a very positive way to enter the room where, you know, we're obviously not doing something scary for the, and the children are excited to see it. So It grew out of really my own time volunteering.
Sure. When you guys do the makeovers, I mean, how do you go about that? Do you talk to the parents? Do you talk to the youngsters first? Do you kind of have the card, as you mentioned, which has the ideas in it?
Yeah, so we'll enter their room, and I think this is what is so unique and special about Smiles with Style is that one-on-one time we spend with the kids, and the fact that we go room to room and spend time and talk to them, because we could just drop off supplies at the hospital and it wouldn't have that same improvement to their self-esteem. You know, when you have a young volunteer telling a little kid how cool they are, it goes a long way.
Yeah.
But we have stuff on the cart for all ages and really all interests. So a lot of it is superhero capes and sticker tattoos, things like that, princesses, pirates. But if a little girl isn't into being a princess, we have things for a little tomboy too. So we try to, as I mentioned, we're not disease or age specific. So we'll see anybody that's, you know, inpatient in the hospital. And we will ask the children when we go in, you know, maybe what's their favorite superhero, what's their favorite color, and then we can start to pare down what might be of interest to them. And then provide them with a few choices. So back to that, giving them a voice and letting them pick and choose and have a feeling of control.
Jen Koch with Smiles with Style is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And it's interesting to see how this has all evolved. Now, this has been around for 7-8 years at least. Is that
mm-hmm.
right?
What? Yes, since 2012. And we started at Akron Children's, then expanded to Rainbow Babies. And then we were fortunate to move on to Columbus and Dayton. And then Toledo and Chicago. So my long-term goal, we'd love to be at some point in every children's hospital in the country, just for the simplicity of, you know, we'd love to be able to help as many children as possible.
Now, when you guys put this together too, is it a matter of you kind of walk into the room and you walk in, as you mentioned, with that big old smile logo, mm-hmm. right? So that kind of mm-hmm. eases the tension a little bit. So when you walk in there, the kids see it and they say, oh, this is kind of cool. And then you kind of go through the process of getting to know the kid to find out what kind of makeover they're looking at. Is that how the process works?
Yes. And it starts with the hospital knows that our volunteers are coming and they provide us with a list. And yes, yeah, so we'll go in, introduce ourselves, explain what the cart is, and then start to give the children, you know, options and things like that. And a lot of times we're seeing some of the kids multiple times if they're in the hospital for a while. For instance, at Rainbow Babies, and in Toledo, we have volunteers several days. And at Rainbow Babies, we have volunteers every day of the week. So a child might, we're not going to exclude a child from multiple visits if they're there for an extended period of time. So they get to know our volunteers and the card. And it's become well known at all of our hospitals that we partner with. The nursing staff, the doctors, everybody are aware of the pirates and the superhero capes that are floating around
great.
On all the floors.
That's great, though, because, I mean, it continues to add the comfortability of the mm-hmm. youngster who's in there.
And if you're a volunteer, too, I mean, boy, that's got to make your day.
I mean,
just think about how cool that is as a volunteer, just how good you feel at the end of that session. I would imagine you get a lot of that feedback.
Yes, and they're such good sports about it. I mean, some of our male volunteers have come back covered in glitter, and they've let the kids paint their nails,
sure,
or they
yeah.
might
Matt's
have
got,
sticker tattoos on their face.
I was going to say, Matt's got two girls under two, so you know what that's like, right?
We had bunny hair clips last night that everyone was trying on because my daughter decided to do, so I was Daddy Bunny for a while to her.
Yeah, we've seen parents have been very good sports, and doctors have been known to wear a tiara every now and then, so.
Nice.
It's good. Hey,
sometimes you got to play the part, right? That's okay. Well, you guys have a couple of cool events coming up in the area over the next month and a half. The first one that stood out to me, a very, very cool name. I'm not sure if you deserve credit for this or who coined this phrase.
I wish
but
I could take credit.
Egg Our House. It's a fundraiser. Sounds like a really cool event. You know, when we were teenagers, I'm sure we all kind of had a part in a different Egg Your House event. But this,
yes.
I'm guessing, is maybe slightly different. It's on March 31st. What's the idea behind this, and how does this all work?
So this very clever event is brainchild of HealthSource, which is a chiropractic clinic in Avon Lake on Detroit Road. And they have been a wonderful supporter of Smiles with Style. And so they are helping the Easter Bunny. You can pre-buy Easter eggs, which will be delivered to your house on Easter Eve. And you have they're selling various quantities. And then you have the option of having them hidden around your yard, or they will leave them at the front door if you prefer to bring them inside. So it's a fantastic idea. They're the plastic eggs filled with candy. And, you know, we're just really fortunate that they're coordinating all of this for us. And I'm happy to be here to spread the word about it.
Very cool
stuff.
So
to buy the eggs, you can either go, there's a link on our website, which is smileswithstyle.org. It's also on our Facebook page, or you can go to HealthSource. Their Facebook page has a link, and it's linked with events.com, so you can also search Egg Your House on events.com. Mm-hmm. It's the only one that comes up, Egg Your House.
It's the only one that comes up right now. See?
Yeah. I have a feeling this will be copied.
Yeah, more than likely. It's a great name, though. It's very catchy. It's very cool, and I think it's a very cool event that everybody could certainly get behind. You guys also have a Miles for Smiles 5K, also a very cool, catchy name.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we're very excited about this. This is our first 5K, and we've partnered with T3 Performance, which is located in Avon Lake as well, and they have a gorgeous, brand-new facility that is on Recreation Lane, close to the YMCA and the Crusher Stadium, and the race will begin and end at T3, and for avid runners, it is a race that is being chip timed by Peace Racing. We'll have t-shirts for all the participants who pre-register. We have medals, which, in keeping with Smiles with Style, it's a little girl and a boy dressed as a superhero, so the medals are adorable, and there's photos of those out on our Facebook page. But it's also it's a legitimate race, chip timed, but it's going to be a really fun family oriented event. So before the 5K, we have a 1 mile fun run or walk. Strollers are welcome. Little kids are welcome. And then we're going to have lots of events after the 1 mile race for kids, like face painting. We have a whole host of surprises and fun things for families to do.
I was going to say face painting kind of had to be part of the process,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, given what the organization's all about, I would imagine that's got to play some sort of a role.
And
in
we're
that.
Encouraging kids and adults to dress up. And we, as a superhero, a pirate, cool. A princess, and then we have medals as well for best costume. And then the first 100 kids who pre-register are guaranteed a medal.
Awesome.
Well, I saw you came in on crutches, so I guess I have to ask, are you going to be ready to rock and roll for this 5K?
Yeah, I wish.
You can
to
sit
be determined.
There. You can clap and you can applaud, right? You can encourage even if you can't participate.
I'll be there at the finish line.
I was just saying, you can dress up, right? You can still win an award for that.
Yeah. All right, cool stuff. Well, one last time, if you want to throw the information out there as well for our listeners who are interested how to get involved with the Egg Our House fundraiser and also the Smiles for Smiles 5K, how can they do that?
On both of them are available. There's information available on our website, which is smileswithstyle.org, and on our Facebook page. And if you search under Smiles with Style, you can find our Facebook page. Or you can go to Peace Racing to register for the race as well.
Very cool stuff. Well, Jen, thank you so much for coming in studio.
Thanks,
this is a lot of fun. You guys do wonderful work, and it was certainly a lot of fun to learn more about what you guys do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you again. Jen Koch with Smiles with Style joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.